Tēnā tātou katoa, nau mai, hoki mai ki te reo irirangi o Wāte. Yes, you're tuned in to Radio Wāte's Drive Show with me, Moiawa. And I'm looking forward to our next guest because she's going to be talking about te kaupapa we've been following here at Radio Wāte, mostly because we're living vicariously through them, but also because it's something that's pretty neat and responsible for revitalising something that's a part of who we are as Māori. So as most people know, the third Te Hau Kōmaru National Wakahaurua Festival is on at the moment in Kaiteretere, Te Wai Pounamu, and will wrap up this Sunday. Now, Wakahaurua, the double hold waka, the waka, what am I trying to say? Tai rāwhiti, ngahi raka, maitawhiti, te mataua Māui and hine moa arrived in Te Tau Ihu with hundreds of people witnessing their arrival in Te Wai Pounamu. And, well, it's only right that we get a crew member from one of the waka to have a kōrero with us. And so we have Te Aomihia Walker, who's part of the Tai Rāwhiti Voyaging Trust and also a crew member on Tai Rāwhiti, joining us to talk to us about tēnā pea etahi o ana whēako ki runga I ngā I te waka haurua. O tira, tēnā pea pēhana te kaupapa I nāia nei. Nā reira, tēnā koe e hoa, nau mai hara mai ki tēnei hōtaka.
Oh, tēnā rā koe. Moi awa o tira tēnā tātai. Ai, tēnā hika katu ngākau ki te kōrero ki a koe I tēnei rā.
Oh, tēnā koe. And, you know, as I mentioned, we're living vicariously through, or I'm living vicariously through your stories and wishing I was on that waka in comparison to sitting in a booth. I mean, it's a dream in its own way, but there's nothing like being out on a waka. And so I know this is not new to you being out on the taiao and doing all of those things, but is it a dream or do we have misconceptions about, well, ngā mahi o mātou ni mātua tupuna?
Oh, pai te rā pātai. So, kia au nei, this was my first sail. I had done a few day sail trainings with our crew throughout the raumati, our summertime. But, yeah, my first time sort of, you know, it took us 6 days to get here from Tai Rāwhiti. So, I felt like I got to experience all the conditions, or at least maybe not some extreme storm conditions, but at least partly a bit of everything. So, yeah, I rongoa ringa piki me ngā heke o tēnei āhuatanga o te whakatere waka. And, yeah, I can probably say now, as someone, as a kaumoana, that we might romanticise some of our voyaging history. We might think it was all smooth sailing, and I'll tell you it's not. there is some nights, you know, like we didn't have any wind, or some days we didn't have any wind, but we'd still have big swell. So we had to turn on the motor to kind of keep us our waka going, or else you're just sitting there, and if you've got to get somewhere at a certain time, you know, I roto I tēnei ao huri huri. We all are bounded by Western time frames. You know, we have to turn the motor on. So there's things like that. There's when we do get into big swells and high winds and have to do that all in the dark with rain and being wet and cold, that's, you know, those are those tough times that you just think, man, if our tupuna went through this, how resilient they must have been. And it just makes you, I think in some way, if you can persevere through those times on the waka, you come out so much more resilient and so much more appreciative of what our tipuna had to go through without all the new modern technologies that our modern day wakahaurua have on them for safety, you know, and we all got the flash gears, the thermals on and all the wet weathers to withstand that sort of cold and rain and dark with our head torches and whatnot. And yeah, you just wonder, wow, our tipuna didn't have all this, and you know, they probably went through their fair share of storms and big swells and winds and did it all in the dark as well. So, yeah, if anything, you just feel empowered that our tipuna did that, and that, yeah, you carry that too as a uri of those tipuna, and just how resilient we can be. It kind of tests that potential we all have.
Tēnā koe, mō aua kōrero, e hua, you know, we're talking about our tupuna and we're talking about, you know, reflecting back on the past, but I can't help but think I would have really, really been appreciative of our crew members. Either that or want to throw them off. Which one, when, how did you go about your teammates?
Oh, well, yeah, you just definitely, kotahitanga plays a big role with your fellow kaumana and your kaihautu on the waka, eh? I kind of feel for our kaihautu as our leader. They have to manage sometimes 10 to some waka have 16 people on board and all the personalities that come with that. So we definitely have to learn to work together pretty fast. Sometimes that's quite hard because just before a sail, one of our whānau members gets sick, one of our crew members, another crew member had a notification of a tangi, someone close to their whānau, so they had to pull out last minute. Our numbers went down. We had to get new crew, try and scramble to get new crew before we had to leave. So hadn't worked with those whānau before. But, once you're on the waka, you just really realise how critical it is to work together because it can sometimes be life or death situations where, you've got to know how to grab the line and really be switched on with your ears and listen to the kaihautu when they're giving those sorts of instructions and be coordinated in that with your fellow kaumwana. So kotahitanga is huge and, yeah, you just have to push any pride you have aside or any puhaihai or any sort of kariaroto against any other person on the waka and just push all that aside and just have whakawhanaungatanga at front of mind always from the time you leave. I mean, ideally you'd like it on land too, but more importantly on the waka, you just got to stick together as whānau and really care for one another, manaaki one another all the way until you're home safe and everyone's back to their whānau. So, hugely important to work together on the waka.
Tēnā koe. And so you all arrive, or Tai Rāwhiti arrives in Te Waipounamu. What was that experience like, making it one onto land? But also I heard that there were many people out just waiting for you fellas to come through. What was that like for you?
Oh, man, it was so beautiful. Again, this is my first Te Hau Kōmaru even. My first sail, and then it is also my first Te Hau Kōmaru festival. So, this is the first time Tai Rāwhiti, and I think a couple of other waka too, their first time to the South Island. So for us to come here and all anchor together the night before as a waka flotilla, and then come into the One Poto here in Kaitiritiri all as one. Oh man, I just felt like I was on a Moana movie, Moana, and just, you know, what our tupuna must have seen when they came to these shores, because Kaitiritiri in itself, and just the whole Waipounamu, I guess, especially at the top here, still, you know, quite raw, and a lot of native bush around here, and, you know, white sand beaches, and other than the holiday homes that are around, you know, you just sort of transported in time when we were coming in and seeing all the whānau too on the beach. We had beautiful karanga coming from all our different mana whenua here, from Ngāti Rārua, Ngāti Apa ki te Ratoa, and Ngāti Toa. Had a beautiful, their karanga, we could hear it from when we came around the little motu here just by the beach. And, you know, that call to come in, kia u ngā waka, was just, yeah, indescribable, that calling to come home. So that was absolutely beautiful. And then we came on, we were just welcomed with an amazing pōhiri from the hau kāinga here. And, yeah, just felt like it was the place to be and where we all should be and belonged. So beautiful, beautiful experience.
Tāhua, and you've been there for a couple of days now, and you know, this kaupapa Te Hau Kōmaru, and the festival is essentially there to revitalise you know, the work and the mahi and the practice of waka haurua. What do you feel about the not necessarily the buy-in, but the interest people have in waka haurua over there in Te Tauihu? Obviously, you have other people coming in from all over the motu, but is there a big contingency of people from Te Tauihu?
Yeah, so we had our first open day on Sunday, the day after we arrived here. And we, I think, no doubt got, you know, at least 1,000 or 2,000 people down. Don't quote me on that number directly, but that's how it felt on the day. Our waka was running day sales for pre-booked groups with the mana whenua. So, yeah, probably better to get that info from the team. But so much interest, like people just coming because we're all wearing our Te Hauko Maru kaupapa shirts, and a lot of the locals here were just approaching each and every one of us, asking what the kaupapa was, asking, had so many questions about our waka. We also have waka, our smaller waka here, and our whānau who run smaller waka clubs, so our waka tere. A few waka'ama clubs and or crews are here as well. So the bay is just full of waka and you know, waka o te moana nui a kiwa, which is just beautiful. So it's attracting, yeah, a lot of attention with the locals here and the whānau around the top of the south. As I say, they just have so many questions around how the waka run, how the sales are allocated on the waka, and yeah, just so much interest and are really polite and really interested. So that's, I guess, big part of Te Hauko Maru is to celebrate the history of Polynesian navigators and voyagers by showcasing our different waka types and the mātauranga that accompanies them. So all the whānau here, all the kaumana, all the captains are really getting into sharing that with anyone who comes up and is really intrigued. And yeah, they're getting captured almost immediately by the beautiful view of the waka just on the beach. So that's been awesome. We've also been, we're now on day four of taking tauira from, I think almost, I'll just estimate maybe 40 schools from around the rohe to attend workshops. Each of our waka have been running this week. And there's another public day happening this weekend as well. So yeah, almost 900 tauira we've been, that have probably come through or are coming through by the end of this week to learn about. We've got a workshop on kapihu, whetū, maramataka, a few other, we've got a rangahau, a workshop just to learn from the kids around how they see and expect leadership and followership on waka. And yeah, just all around getting the kids on one of our wakas to really take a look at what a waka haurua is. So it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And the kids have just been coming, leaving those workshops really, really excited. And we got a bit of a feedback that they were all going to run home, and a lot of them were going to tell their parents to come down to the next public open day, which I'm sure will attract more people, if anything, this coming weekend.
Oh, miharo. You know, one of the things that when I was listening to you, I couldn't help but think, for you as a crew member and also somebody who's on the trust, and what your biggest hopes are when these rangatahi do come to these kaupapa, and yes, they see the waka and they get to experience elements of it, and for you though, after being on that waka and going on that trip to the festival, what is that one thing that you hope they actually take away from the pātai that they ask, or even just the general experiences that they get when they go to the festival?
I think for me, I mean, anything, you know, because ko tātanei, we're trying to sow those seeds of indigeneity within our tamariki mokupuna, not only Māori, but non-Māori as well. I think this will bring this concept of Aotearoa hau to fruition. So if anything, you know, as long as they understood something, whether it was just the names of whetū or the names of the waka, even because we had both kura, kaupapa and mainstream schools coming through. And so obviously the kura, kaupapa whānau, they pick up these concepts very, very quickly because this is their everyday. Some of these mainstream schools, this isn't their everyday. So for us, it was really starting, just planting the seed of te ao Māori, of te ao whakatere waka, of te moana nui a kiwa, and hoping that one day they can take the word kaihautū and look deeper into what that means, or the word kaumoana or waka, and just go away and work with their own whānau about what it is to do waka, or get on a waka, or be on the ocean and see these vessels, you know. So for me, it was just really, if they took anything away like kupu, or just a concept, or just the word waka in itself, and could go home and talk about it with their whānau, for me, that would be just, I'm quite grateful for that, and seeing how that kākono might grow one day and as these tamariki get older.
Tēnā koe. Pātai whakamutu ngai e hua. This kaupapa ends or wraps up on Sunday, but I'm going to make the assumption it doesn't end for you on Sunday. What where to for you after Sunday's kaupapa?
For me, I'm actually leaving this kaupapa today. I have mahi to get back to, but think very grateful we have some more whānau from Tairāwhiti that have been flown in to Kaitiritiri to fill our waka. Our crew will be waiting for the weather window. It's all with waka, kaupapa, you know, kāre mātou, we're just not the ones, who say when the waka goes. It's our paiao that gives us that tohutohu. So, and our captains that really monitor that those tohu from the paiao. So our crew's looking to leave maybe Sunday or Monday, again, based on good weather windows, especially to cross Te Moana or Kawakawa. It can be pretty gnarly through that Cook Strait sometimes. So it's really finding a safe weather window for our waka to cross. And hopefully they can make it home between a 3 to 6 day window. Just depending again how the weather and conditions play. But just mihaoro watu tēnei kaupapa, and just we as Tairāwhiti, as the youngest of the waka fleet here based in Aotearoa, are just very grateful to always be very welcomed and part of this community of waka.
Ka pai, that's te ao mihi a Walker, Tairāwhiti Voyaging Trust member and a kaimwana on Tairāwhiti at the Te Hau Kōmaru National Waka Haurua Festival in Kaiteretere. Tēnā koe, te ao mihi a.
Tēnā koe, moe aua. Tēnā rā tātou.